Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my Enlightened King. Chris, say a little something to the fam.
Peace, peace, and love, family. How's everybody doing? It's El Mad Adore today. You know what I'm saying? Mad Adore. Yeah. You see, I try to piece Mad and Adore in there. Mad Adore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I understood you.
Okay. Pun intended.
That was very clever.
Hey, I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm succeeding. I'm winning.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we are back, family. We are live, and we are ready to start this show.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do, like we do every week, we're going to give you a rundown of just things we like to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But the show today is going to be dealing with your anger.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the mad adore comment you made there. And we want to talk about anger because there's been a lot of it going on lately.
People haven't been listening to our show.
Ah!
See, you know what I'm saying? It's the best way to make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
We like to deliver enlightening messages in a jovial way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So before we go ahead and dig in, you want to tell the fam? Well, let's start out with telling the fam, because usually we say what we did over the weekend, mm-hmm. but we've been off for about 5 days.
Right.
Oh, that was the most wonderful 5 days ever.
Oh, yeah, man. You don't have to go into the office. It just feels good.
Feels amazing when you don't have to go in and work for someone else.
Yeah. I've been working every day for myself, you know.
Yeah.
Getting the PayPal's growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you know, resumes, readings, you name it. I've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I better call in to get some consultations going around here. You can help with your spirituality. If you need help with your spirituality and growth, TheEnlightenedJourney.com.
TheEnlightenedJourney.com.
I'm going to make a commercial next week.
Yeah, you could do that.
I'm going to use this voice.
You're going to use that voice?
This voice.
Why yeah. that voice?
Because people are used to hearing this voice. When they, I don't know. I don't know.
So Wednesday we were off.
Mm-hmm.
First thing we did was slept in.
We slept in. I slept like 10, 12 hours.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah, it's 11:30.
The day is over.
What we do? We breakfast.
We went and got breakfast. Mm-hmm. We went shopping. We went shopping for Buddhas. We didn't find any.
Yeah, we didn't find.
But we have enough Buddhas. We really didn't need any.
After 40,
yeah,
you know, 41, 42. Who cares?
We kind of have a problem.
We do because we love them. I mean, you know
Buddha.
What I mean.
We love Buddha.
Every time I look at one of the many we have, I smile.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Buddha. You know what I mean? They're all over the place around here. Everywhere you look, you got a Buddha. I'm telling you. We even got a Buddha piggy bank.
We do have a Buddha piggy bank.
And we find money, it goes into the Buddha bank.
The Buddha bank.
Well, let's talk about the Conscious Kitchen.
Ah.
We found this spot that has the most succulent, delectable, delicious, mouth-watering, appetizing, flavorful, toothsome, palatable, succulent, luscious, tasty, scrumptious, delicious, yummy, finger-lipping, lip-smacking, melon-in-your-mouth food you've ever had.
We haven't guessed, family. We love to eat.
Yeah. I mean, the food was just so good.
It was really good. I mean, first off, just the name alone,
Conscious Kitchen.
It was like, yeah, we were meant to go there, right?
Shut up and take my money. Pretty much.
And we had the appetizer first, which was really good. It was called Aquatic Rose. And for those people who are not in Cincinnati, Ohio, sorry.
Come to the Natty, I'll
come
take you
here
out.
And just check it out yourself. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But for those that are from the Natty and listening in, go there.
Yeah, up in Clifton Short by.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we had the appetizer, which was the Aquatic Rose, mm-hmm. and it's an egg roll. With salmon, spinach, and feta cheese.
Freshly rolled. Fried slightly. And it's just, it melts in your mouth.
It's so good.
As soon as it's an inch away from your palate, your mandible begins to moisten.
It's just so good.
It is so good.
It's
and the little
so
dipping sauce.
That little dipping sauce.
The little dipping sauce makes you have dimples even when you don't have them. Because you look at the sauce and be like, I'm about to dip this in there, slow turn it, put it in my mouth.
Oh. And then we both had the same
Cuban.
We had the salmon Cuban sandwich, which is so good. It's the salmon that they chop up and they marinate in the sauce. I don't know what it is. It's, I'll call it the good sauce.
Yeah.
And they put it on this ciabatta bread.
With the garlic aioli.
With garlic
and
aioli.
And chipotle mayo.
Yeah.
The
and
banana
they put
peppers.
Banana peppers and pickles on
and
it.
And it turns it out.
It's so good.
It turns it out.
Oh,
my goodness.
And it's so much that the meat is just falling out your sandwich.
Yeah.
And it, and you don't even miss it because you got enough meat on the sandwich already.
When you're done eating, you have to use your fork and pick up the rest of the salmon chunks. All over your plate. And you're listening to good R&B music.
Yeah, the ambiance is like
the ambiance
really
is just
nice.
All that.
It's really nice looking in there. And
yeah.
The music, they play a lot of like.
They titillate all your senses.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of them.
And everyone's friendly.
Everyone's friendly.
So we told the owner and the wait staff, who were amazing, that we was going to pub them. So, ta-da, there you are.
Shout out to the Conscious Kitchen.
Shout out to Conscious Kitchen. When are we going back?
We went 3 days in a row. So
I know.
We had to take it off today because
they were closed.
We're back Monday. We'll be back Monday. So, if you're in Cincinnati, yeah, you want to eat with Divine Queen, hit my PayPal. Charge them.
You're tipping me out for meals now.
You want to eat with Divine Queen? Charge them.
And let's see, what else did we do? We put in a lot of spiritual work over the past few days.
We really did.
I did a 1 hour dragging meditation.
I've been scanning the Harada Ikdam and using the spells and things in there. And
yeah, we've been on it this week, man. We just been on it. We had a Q&A session with our master, which was amazing.
Shout out to the Master Accelerator Program.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So SLE Myers is always open. You can go in there, SLEMyers.com, sign up. And that's off the chain. If you're a beginning spiritual person, you need some help with some gurus. You know what I'm saying? Just check out that website and sign up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to get into the show, babe?
Let's get into the show. We talked enough about
it.
Yeah,
we did.
So, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about dealing with your anger.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said earlier, the reason why we're doing this is because we've just been noticing it's a lot of angry people going on. The emotions is just high. And, you know, usually we can just blame it on, you know, Trump. Everyone's always like, Trump made me so mad.
I hate Trump. Yeah.
You know, but it's been a lot of different things going on. People are just mad for no reason. I've seen people just, you know, walking down the hall and you say hi and they're like, hi. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, why? How do you say hi mean?
It's Thanksgiving. My humbug. It's like, hey, come on, man. Crazy. You hold a door and you don't get a thank.
You don't get a thank you. What's up with that?
Make eye contact with you and don't hold a door for you. I just laugh because, you know,
I think it's funny too.
I'll be like, don't they know they get an opportunity to hold a door for a God?
God.
You know what I mean? So, hey. But most people don't even know why they're mad, though. That's what I realized.
They don't know why they're mad.
You know, what I like to tell people is to first recognize your anger signs.
Mm-hmm.
You might not know why you're mad, but if you find yourself your heart beating fast or you're breathing quick, you know, like me, when I'm mad, I smile. Like, ooh, they about to get it. So when I feel myself doing that and I hear my heartbeat going, or if I just hear in silence,
mm-hmm.
I know I'm getting mad. I need to take a chill pill, you know.
Yeah.
You know, most people don't even know how to recognize when they're angry.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, when I feel those signs coming on, I like to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, what do you like to do when you're angry? Or when you feel yourself getting angry?
When I feel myself getting angry, I know that the old thing that I used to do was just get quiet and shut down. Well, the very old thing I used to do was just blow up on
pop
people.
Off.
Yeah,
you used
I
to pop
care.
Off.
I did.
You used to pop off.
I was bad about
you
that.
You were bad. I was like, hey, they're 6'5". Trying to get me hurt here. That's before I became the warrior bunny. But I always had your back, though. I don't care if you was wrong or right. I had your back, but
I was never wrong.
Okay.
And then I started recognizing that I had anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I started just kind of just shutting down, just, you know,
yeah,
going into the other room, getting quiet, not talking to anyone, letting myself just cool off. But now the thing that I do is that I just recognize what the anger is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about, what is it that I'm mad about?
Mm-hmm.
And then I evaluate, is it even worth me being mad about? Because, you know, you spend more energy with anger than you do with happiness.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even really, I don't know when I'm about to get angry. I have a short fuse.
You do. It's like we traded spots.
Well, I've always had a short fuse.
But you are really, you good at hiding it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I just didn't know your telltale signs. Then.
You didn't know my telltale signs. You know them now.
Yeah.
I mean, there are things that really get me upset. And I found that I get upset more when I feel as if someone's attacking you or my daughter.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then my switch is like immediate.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're attacking me, I'm like, ha, 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 whatever, cuz. What are you really going to do?
Yeah, your response is always, they can't beat me.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. They can't beat me, so I'm good. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. And that makes me happy. Like, they can't beat me. Ooh, too bad. And I'm just going by my way. Like, they just don't know.
They don't know.
A lot of people take my smile for a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let them have it. Like, okay, you're good. Okay, you think you won? Sounds good. Have a great day.
You know, one of the misconceptions about being spiritual is that people think that you are soft. They're like, oh, you're just all about happiness and rainbows and joy, and you don't get angry. And that's not true. We do get angry. We just know how to be in control of our anger.
Yeah.
We don't let our anger control us.
And spiritual people are some of the toughest people out here.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think about all these bald-headed mucks running around here? You didn't just train for nothing? they pray to train. They train to pray, and they pray to train. Like, man, please don't let me hurt nobody. That's why a lot of the Shaolin monks, before they started using a lot of weapons, they used to use sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they used sticks, so they wouldn't kill nobody. They just beat people down and leave. But as everyone else started using weapons, they had to, you know, meet them where they were at. You know, they used to wet their sticks too, so they would like break or bend people's swords and things like that.
Mm.
A lot of people don't know.
So
that.
They had little dirty tricks, even though they weren't like evil people.
Yeah, they had a lot of good tricks. Yeah,
yeah,
a lot of good tricks. We need to do a show on Shaolin because they are some amazing people.
Well, that'd be like a one person show, but I'll tune in.
Hey, it's all good. Another thing that I've noticed a lot of people on Facebook talking about is like relationship anger.
Oh, yeah.
Dogging their mates out. Just dogging them out. And
sorry, I'm getting messages.
Yeah, you might want to put that on mute.
I'm about to.
But you put us on mute.
Sorry.
So I just want family to think before they speak when they're in a relationship. Don't say anything to your spouse or your girlfriend or your significant other that's going to make them upset. You know what I mean? Make it even worse. When you calm down, then speak, and then you can talk about why you're really mad. That's something we do.
Yeah. I, you know, back in the day, I used to just let you know why I was mad and show out. And then I started getting to the point where it was like I just had to go in the room and cool off.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like, whatever.
We're winning.
I just let you know, like, Chris, don't do that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Get your clothes off the couch.
And they are. And they are.
It only took you 6 days.
Hey, it is what it is. That's what God's doing when the PayPal's growing. You know what I mean? PayPal comes first round chip. PayPal comes first round chip.
Yes, it does. It does.
But what about the anger in the workplace?
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, have anger in the workplace because you're in a place where you can't really be you.
Yeah. Well, some of us can't be who we are.
Yeah.
Unlike most people.
Yeah.
When I'm talking about me, I can't be the real me at work.
I can't be the real me either.
I got hit with the Skittle at work once and the real me came out and, everyone got scared. And 14 years later, people are still scared. So I was like, you know what? I can't let the real me come out ever again at work. Because it's intimidating when my brow squinches and that real Huffman comes out.
Weren't they playing like a game where they were like popping Skittles?
This was back when I was younger. And you know, you're dealing with a lot of young folks and they throwing Skittles. It was called keyboard golf. So they would just throw condiments and food at people. And I don't play games. I was never one to play like butter or smack the neck or, you know, hit the private part. I don't play games like that.
Nah.
You know what I mean? So when I got hit with a Skittle, I released a lot of barnyard vernacular in a strong melanated tune. And a strong melanated tone. And being the only melanated man on the floor, everyone stood up and said, "Who is that?" And they knew it was me.
Yeah. You know, another thing is that, you know, we usually find that we're working for someone that is either incompetent or no people skills or
flat out idiot.
Or they just don't have a heart. They don't have any compassion. They don't care. And you can't deal with them the way that you want to deal with them because they're your boss or your manager or whatnot. So
that
can cause a lot of pent up frustration, and then you end up taking it out on other people or bringing it home and taking it out on people in your home. And that's not good.
It's really not. That's why when I'm at work, I use humor to release tension. When I see myself get mad, I say something silly. I have a uncanny ability to make people laugh, even in a stressful time. So I use humor to release stress. I personally like to use breathing exercises. I like to breathe in deep and breathe out 2 to 3 times longer than it takes me to breathe in. And if you do that 4 or 5 times, you'll get calm. You'll lower your heart rate down. And you're focusing on something other than the anger. You know what I mean?
You know, one of the things I like to do is I like to say mantras. And it just kind of gets me into that different state of mind, that peaceful state of mind. And I'm more focused on saying the mantra and pronouncing it than I am thinking about what I was mad about. And so that anger, you know, goes away at that point. And then people also look at me like I'm strange, like, what is she saying? Is she speaking another language?
No. And your mantra could be something like, please don't let me kill him. 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 Please don't let me kill him.
I am better than this.
Yeah. Somebody about to get hurt. Somebody about to get hurt. Somebody about to get hurt. Your mantra could be anything that you like.
It can be anything.
I'm just saying, don't think of nothing that won't work. Use what works for you in the beginning.
Yeah.
Somebody about to get hurt might work for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real. We got some listeners out there that don't play.
You want to be careful about saying that, though, because you don't want someone to go away.
You're about to hurt someone?
You know, HR.
You don't have to say it to where other people are going to hear it. You can say it in your mind.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I say my stuff in my mind. I don't be like, somebody about to get hurt. I don't do that. I say it in my mind with a smile.
I say my mantras out loud.
Yeah, that works for you. That works for you.
So another reason why you may get mad at work is, you know, depending on the type of work you do, if you have to deal with the public, you know, you have to have that customer is always right, good customer service type attitude, be good to the people that you're doing service for, because without them, you wouldn't have a job, right?
Facts.
So, again, that's another situation where you can do your breathing exercises. You can just walk away for a moment. There's been times where I've been upset at work and I just go, you know what? I just need to get up and walk away for a minute. I just got to get out of this environment. And when I come back, I'm a different person.
You know me, I like to focus on why I'm there. I'm there to get paid. I'm not there to get my emotions all twisted and tied up. So if someone's mad at me, I usually just laugh like, whatever. They're mad at. You know what I mean? And I'll walk away or whatever, you know. I usually just work with my headsets on, you know, because I don't know, man. You know, the more I get into my spirituality, the more I like to be alone. I used to be the people person, life of the party, at every family function. I don't go anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm too busy winning. I've noticed that when I distance myself, I win more. I'm not telling people to do that. I spent my time, though. I was the family dude, the go-to guy for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was holding in a lot of anger.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I let it out, I'm like, you know what? Instead of unleashing the wrath of the bunny, I just distance myself. You know, I'm no longer, now that I'm 41, I'll be 42 on October the 18th, and I accept gifts. I no longer feel the need to really be around people like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not talking spirit, I ain't trying to hear it. Simple as that.
Yeah. Well, I remember when you were always doing a lot of things for different people in your family, and you would do it with a smile, and then when you came home, you were upset. And me and our daughter Devin would just be like, why is he taking it out on us?
I wasn't taking it out here. I was venting.
You were venting. It just kind of ruined the mood.
Yeah. That's why I don't do it no more.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, you know, I forget these people. You know what I mean? That's one of the biggest reasons why people are mad. They're trying to please other people. They're putting their own feelings to the wayside.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to have I don't care. You got to love yourself more than how other people perceive you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you feel about yourself counts more than how what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
Because what other people think is just that in their own paradigm. You ain't going to ever make everyone happy.
You're not here for them. You're here for you.
You're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference if you are always needing help and people are always there for you.
Yeah, that's different.
You know, I have a best-selling book, and I think only one person in my family has even purchased the book.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had thousands of other spiritual family buy it the first day out.
Yeah.
So that lets me know who my real family is. So, you know, you got to weigh your options. Okay, my family's not doing anything for me. Why am I even worried about them? Okay, this group of people over here, they're winning. They're looking out for me. I'm going to look out for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I roll. So my family's like, we ain't mad shit. I bet you do.
So you said something earlier in the week when we were building, and you were mm-hmm. talking about this
people
whole dump
are like
truck.
Dump trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And what I meant by that, and what I still mean by that is people are like dump trucks. And when you think of a dump trucks take in a lot of trash and dirt. And then what do? They dump it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you have people that are working around here, working, family members, friends. They're getting all this trash dumped on them. They're carrying it around, and they're looking for someone to dump it on. So what I say to them is, I don't want to hear any bad news. I don't want to hear about your problems, because I'm not going to allow you to be my dump truck. You know what I mean?
You know, you said something that was really funny, too. Unfortunately, you had to go to a funeral Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really sad. One of your brothers had passed away unexpectedly.
Well, my warrior brothers, my fighting brothers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you made a Facebook Live video, and you were talking about people dumping on you and everything like that. And you said something that, even though it was a sad moment, it was a powerful moment, a powerful message and everything, you said something that in the midst of this important message mm-hmm. brought me joy.
Yeah.
And you were talking about the movie, The Wiz.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying, you want to sing it? Cause
don't nobody bring me no bad news. When the Wicked Witch was singing and all that, she just said, I don't want to hear no bad news.
Because
mm-hmm. it took her power away.
Took the power away, exactly.
She was supposedly the evil witch,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't want to hear no bad news.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that just goes to show you that it works no matter what part of the spectrum you're on. If you consider yourself good, if you consider yourself bad,
mm-hmm.
negative energy can harm you no matter who you are.
That's it. And that's all negative energy is. See, there's a vibration out here that you just can't see. But if you smack water, you'll see that vibration ripple.
Mm-hmm.
And the same things happen when you hear or you take in negative words or feelings and emotions from people. It has an effect on you. And it might not hit you, but eventually one of those waves will smack dead on you. And what I say to that is, don't give me any bad news. I don't want to hear it, because I don't want my subconscious to be broken off its path.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're thinking positive, you're getting all these good downloads and things on what to do, and then someone tells you some bad news, you just severed all your joy.
Right.
And that's the only way to really receive good gifts, is by being open, happy, and joyful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an open door. When you've got love and light in you, the universe is going to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're mad and always sad and just mad at the world, you're not going to get any blessings. You killed your blessings for the day.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest issue that I have with anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get angry, you just know you're not getting blessed with anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that ain't enough to make people change their anger. I don't know what is.
You're also sending a message out to the universe that you want more of that negativity into your life.
That's true.
And so have you ever noticed that when you're having a bad day,
mm-hmm.
and you've already proclaimed today is going to be a bad day, and then something bad happens, what do? You go, what else is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
More stuff happens
because you're asking for it. So mm-hmm. when you put it out there in the universe goes, okay.
Mm-hmm. You want more? Okay.
Because the universe doesn't know good and bad, you know, evil and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It just knows energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you send out a message, when we send out messages, it's like we're a magnet and we're sending these waves out to the universe saying, you know, I want to attract this. I want this. I want this. And so the universe goes, okay.
Mm-hmm. The universe,
ask and you shall receive.
It doesn't have an ego. It doesn't have emotions. It doesn't get happy or sad.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we say mantras and we live a peaceful life is because we like to program our reality of peace. And the more love and light you give out in the universe, the more you help people, the more you do for people, the more it comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I donated $20 to my brother who passed, his family. The next day, my PayPal rang, and I got like three times what I've given.
Mm-hmm.
Or more than that. It was like four times what I gave. So it's like that. Whenever I buy someone's groceries, the next day or a couple of days later, I get blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might not be financially. Someone may buy three or four books. You know what I mean?
And it may even be a message that you needed
mm-hmm.
to hear. It may be a person that you need to meet that's
yeah.
going to benefit you later on down the line.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, some kind of program that became open. Or, you know, it just could be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to open yourself up to receiving it.
You know what I've noticed now that I've become a winner?
What?
Winners don't get mad because they're too busy winning.
That's right.
I never seen someone win a race and be mad. Like, dog it, I won. You don't that doesn't happen when you're winning. When you're winning, you're too busy and too happy to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find yourself mad a lot, you're not winning. You just think, okay, how can I win? If you don't know how to win, find people who you think are winning. And mirror what they're doing on a small scale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you guys all the Jews that are in poverty consciousness. You got to go get it.
Yeah.
Poverty consciousness isn't a book about being poor. It's a book about overcoming your hardships. I mean, hardships. looking at these chips on the table there. You got to be careful what you feed your subconscious mind. That's just a book too, fam.
You're goofy.
But I just want folks to realize that the world is an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high-tech illusion, but it is an illusion. It's kind of like the Star Trek's holodeck.
Mm-hmm.
If you get killed in a holodeck, you'll die for real. If you get hurt in a holodeck and you make it out, you won't be hurt, but
or like the Matrix.
Just like the Matrix. If you die in the Matrix, the whole premise of the Matrix is based off of the Star Trek's holodeck.
Mm-hmm.
How you can go into a room, plug in, and have your own reality and be whatever you like to be.
And that's because of the mind.
That's because of the mind. And the holodeck and the Matrix are all consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that they are. The Matrix was like, Neo, you can jump off this building if you believe you can. He did it, then he was like, I can't, then he failed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how reality is. Everything is created from thought first.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're mad, you must have thought you were mad.
Mm-hmm.
Subconsciously, you felt like, I'm mad. Don't feel that way. Know you're winning, and things won't even make you mad anymore. I laugh at things that used to make me mad.
You ever notice that when you are winning or when you're positive, you're in a good mood, and you're just, you know, showing joy or whatnot, that you end up attracting people to you?
Oh, yeah. I've noticed that the more peaceful, the more spiritual, the more loving, the more I give, I'm surrounded around loving, giving people. Like, we go to these seminars, every 3 months, and it's like a love overdose, an overload of love. So I tell people all the time that whatever you want in your life, you need to give it. And by giving it, you're just telling the universe that you're ready to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be waiting for it. Don't wait for whatever you want. Give it. That's the quickest way to get it back. A lot of people are waiting for love, waiting for happiness, waiting for joy. You got to give love, happiness, and joy in order to receive it. You know?
Yep.
You know, one thing that I like to tell people, that I do tell people, is if it's not directly affecting you, you shouldn't be mad. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You shouldn't be mad.
I'm a little, I'm a little perturbed right now because someone is trying to take something that I'm trying to purchase.
Divine queen, divine
queen. I know. I'm turning into a junkie. I know.
I won't share what we're doing because I don't want the junkies to be out there, but we found something online.
Don't even talk about it.
Back to the show. Be the light that you want in your life, family. Be the light that you want in your life. Looks like we have a call there. I'm not sure if she wants to be brought on or not.
Yeah, I saw that, and I wasn't sure if she wanted to be brought on or not. Do you want to message her or you want to
just bring her on? Yeah, just bring her on through real quick.
All right.
If there's anyone else who has some tips or some jewels that they want to share on how they deal with anger, we accept. So you're going to have to bring her on, babe.
Okay, here I go.
Okay.
Peace. Emma, you're on the air.
Hey, peace, family.
Peace.
I got Maya here with me.
Hey, Maya.
The way I deal with anger, hey.
Hi.
The way I deal with anger is I don't get angry.
Mm.
I just don't get angry.
That's
back in the day, I used to be angry, frustrated, fight, and domestic violence and all that stuff, but I outgrew all that.
I think I'm kind of like this.
If something makes me mad or something. I think I kind of just shut down. Just like my significant other, whatever. We be talking. If he makes me mad or something, I say, come back with me in a couple of days and we'll talk about it. Because I can't talk to you right now about it because, you know, I might get angry. Just leave me alone a couple of days. Everything will be cool.
That's an enlightening way of dealing with it because it takes the ego out. Most people get angry and want to be like, you know, I want you to know that I'm right.
Yeah.
But when you take your ego out of it, you realize that both parties need to calm down and then we can talk about it as adults later. And that's a great enlightening way of dealing with anger. You know, I follow the rule of you can either be right or happy in a relationship. If someone's always trying to be right, they have a weak ego. I'd rather be happy. So if you feel as though you're right, hey, okay, that's cool. I know what's right, and I just keep it moving.
Cool. I feel the exact same way. I'm not going to argue with you. You think you're right, okay, cool. You think what you think, I think what I think.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And everybody be happy. Everybody be happy.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Right.
Get it.
Right. But that's all I wanted to say. You know, I had to come and say my little 2 cents.
Well, we accept
We appreciate change. That.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, we accept change.
All right.
Put it in the
book
today. All right. Peace and love, y'all.
Peace and love. People wonder why I'm so crazy. My mom's cool. My mom's cool. You know, all the fighting and domestic violence happened before I was cognitive. So before I was 3 years old, I don't know what was going on. But ever since I can remember, she's always been real cool and chill. And since my father wasn't around, he was a spark plug. He popped off. But I wasn't around him, so I developed tendencies that my mom had. So a lot of parents out there need to be mindful of how they treat other people,
mm-hmm.
not just the people in their home. But when you're out in public, you're on the phone, your facial mannerisms, what you say are indirectly affecting your children. They're subconsciously learning how to socialize and deal with things.
Mm-hmm.
How you deal with anger is a blueprint on how your children is going to deal with anger. I remember when my daughter was in school, she dealt with anger like I did. And when I was younger, when I was a young father, if someone caused me problems, I dealt with it right then. My vernacular got real strong, and that warrior bunny came out.
You know, me and Devin, it's funny you bring her up, because me and her were just talking about, she said, don't talk about my anger issues on the show today. And I said, too bad.
Too bad.
But one of the things that we were talking about the other day was she has this, we call it the angry voice that she does. And it's not when she's really angry, it's more when she's frustrated. And she talks like in this deep voice.
I don't know why they're doing it. I'm like, it's so cute.
And she acts like she's like 6'5 when she's only like
5'2. 5'2, 9'15.
But she was doing it earlier when it was just me and her. And I was like, why are you doing that? She's like, I don't know. I'm just like, I get it from my daddy. And then you came home and you were doing the same.
I was angry today?
You weren't angry, but you were just acting like you were frustrated.
Oh,
and you were
okay.
Doing that same voice.
Yeah, I was.
And you guys were both yelling. It was just like,
we're alike.
You guys are so much alike.
We're really alike. It's funny, man.
It is funny.
It's funny.
It's very
She's
funny
a
to
great
me.
Combination of us both. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just want people to know, just give more love and joy on the regular. I want you guys to wake up thinking, how can I impact someone's day to day? How can I, when you're focused on making the world a better place, when anger comes into your paradigm, it's kind of like wax.
Mm-hmm.
When you wax in your car, it just bounces right off of you because you're more focused on giving love and light.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You should never be waking up like, oh my God, today's going to be the day from AT double hockey sticks.
Right, yeah.
You should never be like that. You need to wake up and be like, man, I had a great dream. I had a great night of sleep. I'm about to take over. Today is my day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day should feel like your day. You know, when I get up, I have daily goals.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what my daily goals are. Because mm-hmm. the more, if you don't write them
you
down.
You got me getting daily goals going. So.
I got that from Ali. Mm-hmm. He was like, I got like 90 daily goals. I was like, what? He was like,
you said what?
I got like 90 daily goals.
You said it like that?
Just like that. I mean, I looked at his checklist. I was like, man.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember
my
that.
My checklist mm-hmm. isn't as intense and in depth. You know, it's his, but, you know, I make sure I put at least 3 things on my list.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end of the week, I've accomplished at least 15 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Because before I start doing it, I wasn't getting anything done. I was
right.
spending a lot of time thinking about things and not achieving anything.
Thinking about what I'm going to do, but not actually doing it.
And getting frustrated because I know at the end of the week, I'm going to start again Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you got to, whatever your goals are, whatever it is that's making you upset, I want you to think about it and chunk it up in little chunks of achievement. So, you know, one of my goals was to get my website going. You know, Ali gave us 30 days in the master group. And that's what's so important about the Master Accelerator group.
Mm-hmm.
We have, it's a group of people that we all share things with. It's like we all help each other grow.
Mm.
So if you're new on the spiritual path, you want a group of winners, that group is making me an even more winner because they're holding me accountable. I'll be getting messages, hey, man, how's it going? The website up yet? How those attunements going? How many resumes you do? I'll be like, man, these people care. You know what I mean? They're making me, I want to be like, I did nothing.
Right.
I can't be like that.
Right.
So sometimes, family, what I've learned what works for me is to surround myself around winners.
Mm-hmm.
When you surround yourself around winners, you will eventually become a winner.
Mm-hmm.
I used to surround myself around losers, and I was like the mm-hmm. king of the losers. I'm doing the best out of all the losers.
Right.
I was thinking it gives you a false facade of winning whatever you don't.
That's ego.
We call it hood rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But that's what ego will do, though. Ego will convince you that you're doing just enough, that you are great, that mm-hmm. you are always right, that, you know, you're the best. And mm-hmm. as long as you're doing better than the next man, then you're okay. Well, it's not really saying much if the next man isn't doing anything.
You know, my philosophy used to be, I'm going to be as better than the second to last person. I was shooting low because I was thinking, my poverty consciousness thinking back in the day was, if anything happens, they're going to cut the last two people, and I'm the third last, so I'm going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot for the top now. I'm trying to be the best in everything I do. That's what developed my winning mindset now. Everything I do is stellar. You know what I mean?
You know what else I notice about anger is that it's contagious.
It is contagious. Anger is like a donut. If you bring a box of donuts and lay them on someone's desk, they're going to take a bite.
No,
I am.
We need to use it to relate it to donuts.
I'm just saying. Who don't? If you don't like donuts, if you like, you know, seaweed or whatever, someone put seaweed on your desk. You go eat some. You know what I mean? We got a cabinet full of seaweed. I'm going to give it away for Christmas to people. We was like,
pass it out for Halloween.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
I got a bag of seaweed.
I got a bag of dried seaweed.
That's when we was on our health kick, and we bought like $30 worth of. It was like 100 packs.
It was
of
not $30. It was like
20.
It was not that much. I think it was like 15.
Man, tax.
Maybe not even.
It was
that
like 100 pack of seaweed bags.
Yeah. I took it to work and was telling people to try it. They were mad at me. Everybody's breath smelled like fish.
Yeah. But it brought us joy. So.
It did brought me joy.
So we're winning. But one thing I want the family to take from this show is to learn to pinpoint what's making you angry.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
A lot of people don't even know why they're angry. They just. Are they like one little thing that isn't even worth, you know, you getting worked up about just ruin your whole day? And it's like, well, why are you mad? Oh, because it was traffic on the way to work. Okay, that was 8 hours ago. You're still mad about it?
See, people are like shallow ice on a pond. When you have shallow ice on a pond and you step on it, what happens? It starts to crack like crazy. And that's what happens when people are angry.
Mm-hmm.
They're like shallow ice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, my ice is thick. You know what I'm saying? I don't worry about stuff. The less, when you disconnect, the less things affect you. I remember when I was watching the news every day, every little thing affected me.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You know, now that I don't watch the news, you know, I did a woman's self-defense class this weekend, and I was teaching women how to break out of chokes and all types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And these women was coming up with some of the most negative scenarios I've ever heard. I had an answer for all of them, but I was just like, wow, this really goes on in your way. What if you're being choked? What if they hold you down, punching you in your eye? I was like, first off, don't think like a victim.
Right.
You always want to think like a winner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did this nice little speech, and, you know, I was watching everybody really. Afterwards, they were telling me, like, oh, you did great. Thanks for the tips. But, you know, a lot of people are just scared, and that leads to anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
fear does.
Fear
yeah.
is the conduit or the catalyst to anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was young growing up in the hood, I was always mad. I was mad at the world. Like, man, why I gotta live down here?
Oh, man. We got a caller on the line. We'll bring them through.
Why I gotta live down here?
Caller from the 704-968 Peace. You on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Great afternoon. This is Nubia calling from Charlotte.
Hey, Nubia.
Hey, Nubia.
Hi.
We love Charlotte.
We love Charlotte. We'll be there in a couple weeks.
Charlotte loves you.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of, Chris kind of alluded to what I was actually going to say anyway. I was thinking that anger is really just sadness's bodyguard. So most likely mm-hmm. they're probably sad about something. And they haven't, you know, gone through they haven't processed through it to understand what it is. So they're using anger as, you know, whatever emotion that they need. Let's try this one more time. They're using anger as their bodyguard so that they don't have to be, you know.
Mhm.
I agree
with you 100% on that. Mhm.
And then also going along with that, most people are, you know, well, not most people, but everyone is operating at their own level of consciousness, so they probably aren't aware of what's going on. So that's when it's up to us as the enlightened ones already to be the change, to show them, to practice the golden rule in everything that we do.
Oh, exactly.
Jewels.
Jewels. We need a jewel thing. Be like, jewels.
We do. I'm going to make one next week.
Jewels.
But you're right, because now that we're, and you sound like, I feel your energy. I feel your level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a heightened level of consciousness like you do and that we do, things that make mundane-minded people upset rolls off of us.
Exactly.
Because we really know what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much joy and light in us that that little mundane stuff just rolls off of us.
Exactly.
You know, I used to argue.
We know
people,
why we're
like,
here.
Exactly.
That's priceless when you know why you're here. That's priceless. I used to think it's here to make a bunch of money and ball. That's not why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you're here?
It's a byproduct of why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm here to be one. I am. So with that, I'm here to take everyone that I know with me. I've already connected with my soul group as we are now, and so I'm just going to continue this legacy and be who I am.
With confidence too. I just hear it in her voice. I felt her finger hitting them right in my third eye, like right here, like I'm mugging me. I am. I love when people say that. I put that in my book.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Poverty consciousness. Man. Mm-hmm. Sounded like she must have read it or something, or she just, her consciousness sucked it up somehow.
Well, you know what? You feel free to go ahead and slide that on through in the email. That'd be nice, you know?
Oh, okay. That's what's up. What's your email address?
Speak it into existence. Oh, look, Ashay, thank you. Nubia.jones@gmail.com.
Gmail.
Look at God. Won't you do it?
Gmail.com. Oh, yeah. My word is my bond. I don't do this for everybody, but Spirit was like, hey, she spit it. Let me spit back. And after the show, I will share. I accept.
Thank you. I've already taken some jewels down from you both, so thank you so much for your being.
Thank you, Chris.
Are you on Facebook? I'm going to follow you now.
Yeah, I'm under Chris Enlightened.
All right, I do follow Queen.
Okay.
Yes, I'm already. We are already connected.
That's what I'm under. Chris.
Follow her to the ends of the multiverse.
And?
Aw.
She is sweet. I'm lucky.
You are.
But I'll be sure to hook you up with that in your email too, Ms. Jones.
Thank you so much. I love your love.
I love your love, and I accept it.
Oh yeah. Peace and love, Nubia. Thank you for calling in. We love you.
She definitely gets an applause.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
When people call in, we just have that like, hey.
Hi.
You know, it's just something about royalty when you hear it.
Yes.
It's not nothing that you seek out or someone gives you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to realize you're a queen. You're a goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear women talking with that vigor like that,
it just,
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been blessed to have a queen that's always talked like that, even before she was born by Divine Queen. That's why I fell in love with her. I was like, man, she tough. You know, I ain't like one of those cats with low self-esteem that want a woman with low self-esteem. I want a woman that was, you know, if I'm hurt, they can hang, you know, handle things.
We go elbow to elbow.
Elbow to elbow. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to hook Nubia Jones up.
That's
no one else is getting that hook up. Just want to put that out there. She's the one and only.
Yeah, but she earned it. That was a great, you know, I'm a big fan of the whole I am. So.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And one thing that I want the family to know is whatever it is you want, don't be afraid to ask.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't afraid to say, hey, hit my Gmail up.
Right.
I said, all right.
Right. I mean, because what's the worst that can happen? Someone says no.
That's it. Well, at least you put it out there.
Yeah. But what if someone doesn't say no? What if they say yes?
That's what I did. I didn't even think about saying no. That's the power that we have as humans.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power to compel whatever we want. All we got to do is mean it.
Mm-hmm.
She would like, if she'd have been like, can you maybe like someday in the future, like somewhere.
I sure wish that one day I could get, you know, something like.
She said, she said it in a jovial way.
She did.
She's like, you don't hit my Gmail up. I was like, okay.
I love that stuff, man.
I want the family to know, again, it won't work on me again. Start doing that. Start speaking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted a raise at work. I was getting raises.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know what? This year, I'm going to get the biggest raise ever. Mm-hmm. They gave me a 6G raise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should have said that on my air.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me a raise. I was just joking about the raise.
Just stop talking. It's so goofy.
I don't think about that work for listening to me anyway. So. I did joke it.
Hopefully nobody from work.
Hopefully not, because well, people didn't get
they going to get mad.
Yeah, but hey, like I said, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is Crystal Light.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's one thing I want. I can't stress this enough, family.
Mm-hmm.
Whomever your significant other is, if you're not having fun together, sit them down and say, you know what, baby? I just want to have some fun with you.
Yeah.
We have fun every day.
Every day.
Every day.
We can just not be doing anything. And I have fun. Like the other day, you fell asleep on the couch and I was bored because you took a nap. And I was like, well, what can I do to have fun with him even though he's asleep? So I shot videos of you and put it on Snapchat. And it was so funny.
That was fun for you.
It was fun.
But it brought you joy, so I accept.
Yay.
I'm not going to be mad at whatever brings you joy.
Yeah.
No, that's a joy, jovial your meanie. You know what I mean? We don't play that around here.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
We're always about love, laughter.
And winning.
And winning in peace.
And winning in peace.
And light.
And light.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want the family to take from this show is to just start being more joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you want to do, do it. Don't wait like next year. No, tomorrow is going to be my day.
So when you wake up tomorrow morning,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow morning is Monday. Everybody dreads going back to work on Monday. You know, I have to say, even I've been just a little not quite myself because I know I got to go back to work tomorrow. But when you wake up in the morning, it's only natural to, you know, not want to go to work,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially if you know you could be doing something much more. So
mm-hmm.
when you wake up in the morning, set that, proclaim that you're going to have, you know, this great day.
Mm-hmm.
Today is going to be great. And just say that all day. Today I'm inviting joy into my world.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm inviting love into my world. Today I'm inviting money into my world.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you want to say that brings you that brings you joy, it makes you happy, say that repeatedly. Put it out there in the universe. And don't let anything destroy your bubble that you
mm-hmm.
build around you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do feel yourself starting to get a little, you know, irritated or stressed or something like that, call it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as soon as you feel, you see that emotion coming out, go, okay, this is stress. I don't want stress. Put it to the side. Go back to your mantra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inviting joy into my life.
That's real.
And do it. Just try it. Try it for a while. I guarantee you, you'll see results.
What I want you guys to do is what I do. I send myself positive affirmations. I email myself. I'll be like, urgent, important. And I'm emailing myself. And I look at it a couple of days later, and I'll be like, you know what? I love me. I'll be like, dang, I love me. Hey, the past me love me now. I'll be writing little affirmations like, you are great, and put them in my pocket. So when I'm at work, I'm like, what's in my pocket? I'll open letters for me saying, you are great. Just something simple like that.
I'm going to start putting some in your pocket, too.
I'm going to start putting stuff in your pocket. It ain't going to say.
Shut up.
It's going to say something else. It's going to say something.
Anyway, well, Sam, we gotta go ahead and close the show out. Did you have anything else you wanted to share?
I'm gonna put it in your pocket.
Oh, shut up!
Nah, I don't have anything else to share with the family.
We're going to bring this show to a close. We really appreciate you tuning in with us tonight. And shout out to the callers. Tune in next Sunday. Mm-hmm. We will be back Sunday, 6 o'clock Eastern time. Mm-hmm. We were trying to get a confirmation on a guest that we're supposed to have on next week, but I'm not sure if that's still going to be a go or not.
Not sure yet.
Hopefully it is. If it is, it's going to be a great show. You won't mm-hmm. want to miss it. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a hint. It'll be...
Powerful psychic.
Yeah, a powerful psychic on the show.
Maybe doing readings.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy is real.
He's real deal.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to miss that. But if he doesn't, don't fret. We'll have something else in line for you, and we'll set it up another time.
Banging show. Banging mm-hmm. show. We have a website. My website is The Enlightened Journey.
And mine is IamDivineQueen.
Mm-hmm. .com.
.com.
Both of those .com. And, you know, I have... An Enlightened Journey Facebook page. You can feel free to like that. If we have a Twin Flame Radio webpage, well, Facebook page, if you have any questions or if you have any things that you'd like us to talk about, we love to hear from you. We love some suggestions because we know what we know, but we don't know what you know.
Mm-hmm. And I also have a Facebook page, I Am Divine.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have a YouTube station starting next weekend.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I got some things. I ordered a bunch of stuff to make it, you know what I'm saying, perfect. So, it's going down. It's going down. Yeah, so I would love to hear what you guys want to hear me talk about. If not, I'm going to just talk about what I want. Yeah.
All right, well, that's enough of that. So, fam, we're going to bring it to an end. Again, thank you for calling in for Twin Flame Radio.
And I do got something else to say.
Oh, well, go ahead.
If y'all want to donate to us, you can donate at the word spiritual, D-U-N-E, at gmail.com.
You had to think about it, didn't you?
No, I wanted to really write it.
Oh.
Spiritual, B-U-N-E, at gmail.com. I was trying to make a spiritual bunny, but it was already taken. So I just put spiritual bunny. So donate to him.
You should have made it spiritual dragon. You probably would have found something.
That was taken.
You tried spiritual dragon?
Of course I didn't.
I should have known. Jerk.
And I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Anyway, so as I was saying, this is Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm El Matador.
We out. Peace and love.